Psalm 90 puts us in our place. We are not the center of the universe. God is. In a culture that is almost completely focused on ourselves and our feelings, this scripture refreshingly corrects the record. It's also a great example of how a proper understanding of scripture offers real solutions. If only more people knew how effectively the Bible answers life's big questions. As eminent author and professor Carl Truman has so effectively pointed out, we live in the age of the expressive individual. Let me quote Professor Truman at length from his most recent book, Crisis of Confidence. Quote, "Expressive individualism is the notion that every person is constituted by a set of inward feelings, desires, and emotions. The real me is that person who dwells inside my body, and thus I am most truly myself when I am able to act outwardly in accordance with those feelings. When people identify themselves by their desires, sexual or otherwise, they are expressive individuals." Unquote. We see this everywhere. Our culture celebrates those who act out who they think they really are. In entertainment, if you can call it that, the more outrageous the antics of those acting on their feelings, the better. This is the fodder for so-called reality TV. In my day job, I travel a lot, and I can say that anyone who doubts that this is our current cultural state, or in a related issue, anyone who doubts the doctrine of total depravity, just needs to spend an hour in the Atlanta airport. But how does this compare to what we hear in Psalm 90? Before the mountains were brought forth, where the earth and the world were made, you are God from everlasting and world without end. You turn man back to dust. You say, return, O children of men, for 1,000 years in your sight are as yesterday, even as a day that is past. Or later in a familiar verse, the days of our life are 70 years, and though some may be so strong that they come to 80 years. In the lovely King James Version, this is rendered, the days of our years are 70, and if by reason of strength they be 80. The modern idea is that we create our own reality. The only thing that is genuine and real is our feelings and urges. What a terrible idea. That would also mean that there is nothing permanent. Imagine living a life where there is nothing permanent at the core. Nothing beyond our own desires. It is sold as freedom, but the irony is that it is the cruelest slavery. Slavery to our own feelings and desires, and we can see the results. C.S. Lewis had a name for people that live this way, men without chests. Our loving and personal God created us, but we exist within the framework of his creation, not at the center of the universe. We live in relation to something bigger than ourselves. Our feelings and our desires are great servants, but poor masters. True fulfillment in life comes from loving and serving the loving God who created us.